This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic contenders stood unified in their goal to unseat President Donald Trump from the White House, but highlighted their differences during their third debate Thursday night on ABC News. Sharing the debate stage for the first time were frontrunners Vice President Joe Biden, U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. VOA's Jim Malone.
At one point, there was a clash between South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and former Housing Secretary Julian Castro over whether Democrats should attack one another.
This reminds everybody of what they cannot stand about Washington. Scoring points against each other, poking at each other.
Called a Democratic primary election. That's called an election. That's an election, you know?
All 10 of the contenders on stage for Thursday's debate on ABC have also qualified for the next debate in mid-October, along with billionaire environmental activist Tom Steyer. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And while the Democrats were debating, President Trump listed his administration's accomplishments in a speech to House Republicans. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
In the speech to Republicans meeting in Baltimore, President Trump touted wins, including the tax cut, higher military spending, and cuts in regulations. He also talked about what he sees as opposition from more than just Democrats.
And the media, it's as if they're one, because they are one. They're working together, they're colluding, and they're obstructing.
Trump also slammed energy-efficient light bulbs, not just because of the cost.
The light's no good. I always look orange.
Trump highlighted this week's special congressional election wins in North Carolina, telling Republicans he expected them to take back the House next year. I'm Tim McGuire.
And this is VOA News. China on Thursday extended the latest gesture of goodwill in the ongoing trade dispute with the United States as the world's two largest economies prepare for high-level trade talks. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman said that China was looking into purchasing U.S. agricultural goods such as pork and soybeans. He said that China welcomes goodwill actions from President Trump and the administration and that China hopes the two sides will continue to create favorable conditions for the trade negotiations. On Wednesday, President Trump announced he was postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denies a report that Israel set up spying devices near the White House, saying it's a complete fabrication. A spokesman for the Israeli embassy in Washington also denied the report by the Washington-based news site Politico, telling VOA Israel doesn't conduct espionage operations in the United States, period. Later Thursday, U.S. President Trump appeared to agree with the Israelis. Speaking to reporters on the White House lawn, the president said, "I don't believe that Israel would deploy surveillance technology outside the White House." U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres launched a new initiative Thursday to protect religious sites around the world in the face of growing attacks on them. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Brashear reports the UN chief is calling for religious sites to be places of worship, not places of war.
In June, Guterres launched a companion effort to address root causes of hate speech, which he has repeatedly warned is inflaming intolerance around the world. He has been especially critical of politicians who encourage xenophobia and use language targeting minorities, refugees, and migrants, though he has refrained from calling out offenders by name.
When political figures are at fuel to the wildfire, we are all threatened.
In the aftermath of the March attacks on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, that killed more than 50 people, Guterres visited the country to express his solidarity. Since then, he has been reaching out to governments, religious leaders, faith-based organizations, civil society, and other actors to formulate a plan to safeguard religious sites. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
And the chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, Representative Elliot Engel, has subpoenaed the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, to testify at an open hearing of the committee on September 19th. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.